It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another exciting series entitled, I Survived It. Whatever your it is, if you are listening to this broadcast, you are a survivor. Oh, yes, you are. I get ready for this message because it's going to stir your very soul. Have you ever had to go through a trial that came from the left, the right, the inside, and the outside and knocked you sideways? If you're listening, you're a survivor. Have you ever gone through some things that you didn't think you were making out, but you made it not only out, but up and out? See, it's one thing to come out of a trial, but it's another thing to come up to another level and out of the trial. My God, God is with you today. If you are listening to this broadcast, we're going to explore some nuggets from the life of David. You know David. David was a shepherd. Somebody say a shepherd. David was a prophet. David was a psalmist. David was a king. And most of all, David was a servant of God who was what? After God's own heart. Oh, you could be after his heart and still have some things you're struggling with, but you're overcoming by the grace of God. Get your pen, get your paper, get your Bibles, get your iPads. Don't you miss not one week of this series entitled, I Survived It. Your life will never be the same. Let's keep exploring it. Like I say, we're talking about what I survived it. And we just finished reading 2 Samuel 15 through 26. And now we're going to turn over. Somebody say we're turning over to 2 Samuel 16, 5 through 14. Several scriptures. You're going to need your pen. You're going to need your paper. You're going to need to really listen. And I please don't leave. Don't miss the next part of this series. Oh, my God. So, we're going to show another nugget. This part is going to encourage somebody that when you're going through your challenges and when you're going through things that other people don't understand, and when you're going through things where other people are coming against you, I want you to understand that there are some people that's going to try to put salt in the wounds. It's just part of the process. It's part of that thing that's going to cause you to be squeezed so hard and so tight that you're going to love God with all your heart, and yet you're hurting and bleeding because people have put salt in the wounds. You ever had somebody stab you and then really turn that knife on you? Oh, my God. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right now. You're hurting. You never imagined that the pain and the shame and the heartache that you are experiencing right now, even as you're listening to this broadcast, you never thought it could hurt so bad. But I want you to take a hold. Just hang on in there with this series, because God is going to show you something that's going to turn your life around, and you're coming up and out of that place of pain. Now let's look at it. 2 Samuel 16, 5 through 14. David and Shimei. Verse 5. When King David arrived, one of Saul's relatives, Shimei, son of Gera, came out to meet him, cursing him as he came. Now, can you imagine David is leaving? He barefooted. His head is dropping. People weeping with him. I mean, people are hurting. I mean, this man is hurting. The Bible says he walked barefooted. He left barefooted, weeping. My Lord. Head bowed down in shame. And here comes a person to curse him. Shimei started throwing stones at David and his officials, even though David was surrounded by his men and his bodyguards. Have you ever seen that? People step to you, and sometimes you wonder, why are you doing this? He began to curse David in front of what? His men and his bodyguards. Oh, yes, he did. And sometimes that devil can get into people and make them do some things out in the open, out in the public. And all you could do is say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. And Holy Ghost, keep me. Have you ever been there? Shiv and I cursed him and said, get out. Get out, murderer, criminal. You took Saul's kingdom. And now the Lord is punishing you for murdering so many of Saul's family. The Lord has given the kingdom to your son, Absalom. And you are ruined, you murderer. My God, have you ever gone through a trial that looked so bad, that was so twisted, that was so out of sorts, my Lord, that people had it all confused? They thought God was doing it to you, my Lord. Oh, my God. He was convinced Absalom is the man with the plan. And David, you're wrong. You're wrong. Get out of here, you murderer. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And then one of David's men said, and we're looking at verse 9, one of David's men said, Your Majesty, why do you let this dog curse you? Let me go over there and cut off his head. Oh, my God. Oh, have you seen it in the scriptures before? When Jesus had to go through his hardest trial, a trial that he had never experienced before in his life, a trial where he had to what? Carry his cross. And Peter stepped up and said, back up now. And Peter pulled out that knife and cut the servant's ear off. Peter was ready to take it down. And Jesus put the man's ear back on, healed him, said, Peter, don't, put the sword away. Now we got the same thing. We got it in this scripture. We got David being cursed by Shimei. And he's talking about David all up in his, oh my God, have you ever had somebody all up in your face? My Lord. He's asking, he's accusing David. He said, the Lord is punishing you. Have you ever gone through a trial and then somebody pulled the God card on you and told you it was God that was cursing you and God that's punishing you, and you realize, and the Lord have mercy on me. Don't let me lose it up in here. My God, I want you to take a note. I want you to take this note. Please don't place God in the middle of somebody else's trial as to say that God is against that person. My Lord, because the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And the Bible promises his children that no weapon, I think you'll find that in what, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon, my Lord, formed against you will prosper. And every lying tongue will be brought what? It will be condemned. And that's the heritage of a child of God. You see, you got to just step away when the anointed vessel is going through a little something. Don't get caught up in the midst of it. Just step away and pray. Don't put your mouth on it. Just step away and pray, because you're getting some deep trouble. So we got David's men say, why do you let this dog curse you? Let me go over there and I'll cut his head off. Oh, my God. Got some people who love you. They'll fight for you, won't they? We still at 2 Samuel. We're looking at verse 10. Then David answered, said, this is none of your business, the king said to him. And he said, if he curses me because the Lord told him to, who has the right to ask why he does it? And David said to the servant, the man, and to his officials, my own son is trying to kill me. So why should you be surprised at this Benjaminite? The Lord told him to curse. So leave him alone and let him do it. There are times in your trial that you have to let people do what they do. Have you ever been so up against the wall where people coming at you in some of the strangest ways, and God put it on your heart, leave it alone and let people do what they do? You're talking about having to trust God. This not hard to trust God with everybody celebrating you. But if you ever want to know what it's like to trust God in a hard place, it's when people are against you. Trusting that his word is true. Trusting that he has your back. Trusting that he's given you grace. And trusting in his decision. David said, don't worry about it. I got a relationship with God. You see, it comes back to a relationship with God. I want you to write that down. You must have a relationship with God, that whatever it looks like, to God be the glory. Mm-hmm. Whatever it looks like, to God be the glory. Uh-huh. You see, David had to put his total trust in God. See, because if you know in the background, and that's another thing. That's why I say, when anointed vessels, when people are going through things, just love them and stay out of it. Because David knew before this came, he knew that it was coming. God told him, said, David, you're going to always go through something. You're going to have trouble in your house until the day you die. So David knew that. So you got to understand another thing. Write it down. Most people know why they're going through. Uh-huh. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to remind them. Just love on them. Just encourage them. Just say, you're going to come out of it one day. Look at somebody and say, you will survive it. Most people already know the story. That's why you can't judge stuff and just looking at something and say, oh, yeah, yeah. No, you can't. Most people know why they're in the position they're in. God is not a mystery man. He will reveal to us. If he ever have to chasten us, if he ever have to discipline us, he just don't do it and don't tell you why. Look at somebody say, you know why. Uh-huh. So we look at it like this, and I just got to check. If you don't know why, ask him, and God will tell you. God is good. God is so good. But we find out that David, what, is trusting God. David was trusting God. And I'm going to qualify what I just said about you know why. And if you don't know why, just ask God. Uh-huh. The Bible tells you to acknowledge God in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. And there are some things, if you get so close up on it and try to examine it and find out why, you may just miss God because you're not down the road. See, some things you don't understand until you go into hindsight. What I mean by hindsight, I mean until you're looking back at it and not the front of it. You're looking at the back of it. Then it comes out. And then I have to admit that there are some things on this journey we call life, you will not understand it. It just won't make no sense. So you leave what? The secret things to God. Is everybody still with me on that? David said, my own son is trying to kill me. So why should you be surprised at this Benjamite? The Lord told him to curse. So leave him alone and let him do it. Perhaps the Lord will notice my misery and give me some blessings to take the place of this curse. Perhaps the Lord will notice my misery and give me some blessings, my God, to take the place of the curse. God will what? Recompense you or repay you for the trouble that you've gone through. God will give you double of a blessing for your trouble. God is a good God. If you go through your trial and you go through it with the right attitude, and if you let people do and let people be who they are, my Lord, down the road, you'll move into what? Green pastures. Uh-huh. You'll move into that place where God is repaying you for the trouble that you had to go through just because you are anointed.
Just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.